Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Pete, I may have pushed the wrong button because I received a flyer from Bank of Cardiff with a reservation code.
Yes, perfect. Yeah, let me grab that from you and I can actually pull up your file. Hello?
Yep, you ready for it?
Yep, whatever you are.
2511.
Mm-hmm.
2901-0035-7448.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Now give me 1 second to pull this up for you. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Okay, so is this David Parker?
It is.
Perfect. And David, we did just get a new phone and system in place. Is this a good number to give you a call back, the 410 number?
Cell phone, that's a good number. I have it with me all the time.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So, you just need to confirm a couple pieces of information that we have on the business and, you know, just security purposes, and then we can get started. Is that good?
Sure.
Perfect, perfect. So the legal name of the business is Mott's Creek Inn. Is that correct?
That's the trade name. The company is... the trade name is owned by two companies. One that owns the business, one that owns the property. It's a bar, marina, bar, and restaurant. So I have two companies that I own, and we trade as the Mott's Creek Inn.
I understand. Okay. So, can you give me both of the companies and which one goes to where?
Sure. It's the first one, the important one, is PKP. It's the letters PKP LLC, which is the operating company. It runs everything.
Mm-hmm.
The other company is Mott's, MOTTSFOUR, four.
Mm-hmm.
Which owns the real estate, the buildings, and the marina.
Perfect. Should take a note of that. All right, and the structure of the business, I guess, well, you have two different ones. One's an LLC, and what's Mott's for?
They're both LLCs.
Okay. Perfect.
Just a holding company. It owns all the property.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Including the license.
Okay. And how long have you been in business for with this operation right now?
8 years.
8 years, perfect. And are you 100% owner, David?
I think so, but my son has maybe 15%.
Okay. Of both companies?
The reason I say I think so, I'm not sure. We just refinanced recently, and I'm not sure whether he has an investment in the company, so it's family, so no matter what the hell happens, he has, you know, if we sell it.
Yeah, exactly. I gotcha.
Yeah, and you asked me another question that I interrupted you on.
Oh, yeah, just need the address, and then we're good to go.
200 East Mott's Creek Road, that's MOTTS, Creek Road, Galloway, GALLOWAY, New Jersey, 08205.
Oh, okay, yes, you're right, kind of by Atlantic City, right?
Yep.
I'm actually... I grew up in West Orange, right next to Newark, if you know where that is. Right up the Garden State Parkway there.
I practiced law in New Jersey, and I used to be all over the state, so.
Oh, nice, good. Okay, so it looks like you're interested in some of the working capital programs, equipment financing programs, correct?
I'm interested. Here's the way the business is set up, and the way, because, well, if you live in New Jersey, you know what we have with weather. This place is on the water. It's a marina in Galloway with boats, and it has there's two bars. There's an outside bar on a deck and an inside bar, and then there's a restaurant. It's primarily bar food, although we do serve, I guess you would call them casual meals. The
burgers, yeah, things like that.
Well, yeah, a little bit higher than that, a little better than that. But even so, it's the food's very, a lot of seafood, the food's very good. And the as you know, the season is really from, I guess, April to October.
Right about now, yeah.
Yeah, in November it starts to slow down. So this is the time of the year where we usually need a couple bucks.
Mm-hmm. So basically what I'm doing now, it's just a slow season, and you're using this for kind of like a bridge loan to just keep, you know, operations running through the winter when it gets a little slower, correct?
Exactly. And do you guys do lines of credit? We like your line of credit because sometimes we don't need any money at all. The year before last, we didn't need any money at all, and we just suffered through the thing. Last year, we did $280,000 worth of renovations and built a new bar outside, and anticipated having no difficulty getting a refinance the mortgage, and we ran into some problems with that. Not really our fault, but it was my fault because I refused to use money that they had. I didn't want to. I had money in a brokerage account that I had to put away, and I didn't want to use it for this. I wanted to refinance and get the money to pay the renovations from the bank. I got in a pissing contest with the bank, and we finally worked it out at the end, but it was ugly.
Yeah, what bank was that with? Like TD Bank or like more like Credit Union?
No, it was the bank owned by, you would ask me the name of the bank. It's a bank.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
The name of the bank is the guy that's the billionaire from out in Idaho. Mutual Life Insurance and, what's his name?
They call him the Oracle, I think. God, what's?
I know the name very well. The name of his bank is his name.
Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett. It's not Buffett's bank. It's Berkshire Bank.
Yeah, that's what Berkshire Hathaway.
And Berkshire Bank is owned by that's why that guy, and we just had problems with it. It was a new bank in New Jersey, and it was unfortunate. It was, we worked it out in the end, but it took forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am sure.
It strung us out a little bit, so anyway.
Well, yeah, you're wasting your time in that besides, going out and looking for the financing you need.
Fighting with those guys, and it was all set to go before we even. I mean, as far as I knew, the guy that we were working with was a guy that I've dealt with before, and it was just a screw up, and I'm not sure whose fault it was, but I take part of the blame because I refused to touch money that I had in a brokerage account that I didn't want to get involved into the bar and restaurant. I wanted that was separate. It was
it makes sense.
Aside from my wife,
Yeah, it makes sense.
Well, I don't know if it makes sense, but in the long run, I should have taken the fucking money and paid it back,
Mm-hmm.
But excuse my French, but I
don't worry about it. So, what did you end up doing? Just trudging along and kind of just.
Yeah. No. We borrowed some money from. On deck.
Yeah, very familiar with them.
Yeah, and I have no complaints. We got what we bargained for. We knew what we were getting. I say we. It was me and my son. It was me, really. And I hadn't dealt with the uncollateralized loan.
The working, yeah, it is. I'm glad you do have some experience in it, because it's a lot harder for us to kind of explain it for a first-time user.
I understand how it works. No collateral, so you pay more.
What
But we had a very good arrangement with As a matter of fact, they want they're on our ass right now. They want this. They want this loan for this coming year. They want to do the. They want to write that for us. But I'm looking for something that's more traditional, such as
a line of credit.
That's what I was going to ask you: is a line of credit number one, and something whereby I get a bill every month and I pay it every month,
instead
rather than you guys just taking the money out of my account.
Mm-hmm. So what a
I can work with almost anything if we can get if we only have to pay the interest on what we have we take you know I mean I don't want to borrow $75,000 and use 50 and pay interest.
Understandably. Mm-hmm.
Do you do lines of credit?
So usually with the lines of credit, we throw them. They're contingent on taking out a term loan, so it's more like a cherry on top. We offer the working capital very similar to OnDeck, and I'm sure they've also probably offered you a line of credit. We have very similar programs. Some of ours are a little bit more flexible, like where you were looking to pay maybe monthly. We can kind of arrange a payment structure to where even if, you know, what did they give you, a weekly or daily?
I think we were paying a weekly then.
Okay.
My son really handled that because I don't do email. And we, of course, they do everything but email.
Mm-hmm.
That was also one of the small problems we had with the other bank too. I retired as a lawyer, and I had a 80-man law firm in New Jersey, and we had mandatory retirement at age 65. So I retired, and I'm a busy guy. I have a farm down in Maryland. And, you know, I bought this bar because I knew the bar and I wanted it. I knew I could fix it up and do something with it. And we took the gross sales from like $300,000 a year up to $1.2 million. So
what you're doing about right now?
Yeah, that's what we're doing now. And we did it just simply by using common sense, you know, nothing fancy.
Well, you're not competing with the smartest people in the industry. I mean, sometimes people that get into these,
sometimes
you know,
you're
bars
right,
and restaurants.
Sometimes you're right.
Yeah, no, exactly. So you get such a wide variety of business owners when you're dealing in the restaurant bar industry.
Oh yeah.
You got everybody from the, you know, the guy who just drinks too much and wants to, you know, live in a bar to, you know, some pretty serious businessmen that, you know, make, you know, quadrupled your gross annual sales in, you know, 8 years. It's pretty good, man. Very good.
I had a partner, really a good guy, a nice guy, young guy, and he was a friend of my son's, and he was a money guy. He was a broker, he was a stockbroker, and had some bucks, but he couldn't keep his hands off the girls, and shit, we have all young college girls that attend bar and so forth, and they're really attractive, and they attracted a lot of guys, and he couldn't keep his hands off him, and then we got sued, and we had to get rid of him.
Wow. When did that happen?
About 3-4 years ago. He's a nice guy, but he's a dumbass. You know, he got half drunk. He came in there one night in his boat, and he couldn't keep his hands off that one girl, and I don't blame him. She was gorgeous, but by the same token, you know.
Yeah, you're a business owner, man.
We had a settlement. We paid it, and he paid it. I didn't pay it. He paid it.
Oof. That's probably pretty fat.
It wasn't much. It wasn't
really.
It was enough to get him out of the business. So he's gone. So now I own the whole piece myself.
All right. Yeah. Tell me, David. Tell me a little bit about your, you know, previous OnDeck loan. What was the amount that you took it out for, you know, what was the payback? Just ballpark me. Okay.
A couple hundred thousand. It was 150 or a couple hundred thousand, and we paid it. We never missed the payment, and we paid it all off at the end. We just working it down, and finally paid it all off.
Nice. Do you remember what your weekly payments were at all? Or is that more a question for your son, it sounds like? I don't know.
No, they changed, you know, depending on how much we took.
Okay.
I said we didn't have a line of credit there, but we had like a line of credit because we had a line of credit with a cap. I guess they all do, but, you know, because we're paying it back the whole time we're borrowing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. We offer a very, very similar program to where, you know, you can take a termed loan, let's say, you know, for $50,000, and 2 months down the road realize, oh, you know, I need a little bit more, and we can go get you like another 20. That's the way these working capital loans work. They're very similar to a line of credit in many ways, like we're going to get you approved for the longest term possible, largest amount possible. But then, you know, it's a termed loan, so it does have a structured payback versus, you know, a line of credit where they're just... So it is a little different, and sometimes we actually do, and I can look into this for you, toss in, like, a small line of credit on top of a termed loan. So, you know, maybe we get you a loan for $100,000, let's say, and we'll throw in a $20,000 revolving line of credit just to kind of help you out, too, if that's what you're really, really looking for. But for the most part, we do the termed loans. Is that something that you're, you know, open to again? No. You know, have you contacted On Deck again at all?
No, but out and outfit by the name of what the hell's the name of it? Sounds like an Irish name with a cabbage, is it? Is it
cabbage? Cabbage with a K, yeah.
Cabbage with a K has indicated that they will do a line of credit, you know, a traditional line of credit that we only pay interest on what we take.
Really?
We haven't signed anything or done anything with them, but that's where we stand with them right now. And the reason I'm talking to you is because I have had flyers from Bank of Cardiff before.
Cardiff, yeah.
I don't know, just never. Well,
it's good to see have you like reached out to us before? Or is this your phone first call?
I don't know whether I've reached out to you or not, but I've reached out to a whole gang of them. And as a matter of fact, what I do is we've gotten, I bet I've had 12 applications forwarded to me in the last 6 weeks. And I don't know, you guys must have some kind of an underground network, because most of them say your experience rating and so forth, the fact that, I mean, they're saying that because you handled the other loan in such a way without any late payments, without any defaults, without anything, and then paid the whole thing off before it was due. And I mean, I don't know that anybody knows that. Maybe they guess that, but that's the come on with me that they've done. And so I'm talking to everybody to see, because what I really want is I really want the line of credit, and I really want the more traditional payback, like on a monthly basis. I don't even care if it's like 2 weeks or something like that, but something where, you know, you send me a bill and I pay it, or if you don't send me a bill, I have some kind of a reminder that says next week you owe us a payment.
Yeah. So we actually do something similar to what you're describing. For some people that, you know, don't really like a daily or a weekly payment, they want to kind of restructure it differently, but because these are unsecured loans and the bank just needs to get their money a little at a time, that's instead of like those one large payments. So what we've come up with is basically a prepayment option where, you know, it's almost treating it like rent. Like, say you have to pay $1,000 a week. If on the first of the month, if you just want to give the $4,000 right away and then just not worry about it, it kind of, from a cash flow perspective, changes the payment structure of the loan. You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that some of our customers found that, you know, very helpful in terms of, you know, maybe their receivables are only coming in on a biweekly basis, so you know, a daily payment really hurts them. So, you know, we've been able to arrange that. So if you're open to that, we can definitely, from a cash flow perspective, give you a more of a traditional monthly payment. You know, as far as the line of credit, It's going to be in conjunction with a termed loan, and I really don't know anything about the numbers as far as, like, what you might get and what you might qualify for, but just kind of like On Deck, all we need is an application, and some bank statements and a tax return, and it takes about a day or two, and I can get you some numbers in front of you so we can, you know, move forward from there.
Well, with this flyer that I got, I did get a business loan application. I'll fill it out. I'll get you. I think we have those that financial data. You know, I think it's on our. I think it's in our computer. If we can just pump.
Yeah,
it
I could send you an email if you have like an office email or secretary that did the handles this.
Yeah, my son does it. He does.
What's do you know that email off the top of your head?
Yeah. Do I know his email?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's, do you have a pencil?
Yep. Always.
Why don't you give me your, why don't you give me yours and I'll have him send it to you?
Yeah, that's perfect. So
here it is. In case I may screw it up, but here it is. It's Park Broker. One word. Park Broker. He's mm-hmm. an insurance broker. He's an insurance broker and his name is Parker, so he took both of them.
Park Broker.
Park Broker
like
at, at Greater, you know, at Greater, Greater, NJB,
mm-hmm.
NewJerseyBroker.com.
So GreaterNJB.com.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah. And I don't think there's a, I don't think there's a period after each letter, but N period, J period. I think it's just NJP, NJB.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. I'll send something there, but you should also take mine down just in case. We'll exchange emails.
Hold on a minute. Fire.
All right, it's, ready?
Yep.
It's P as in Peter. Deegan, my last name. So it's going to be dog.
D-I-E?
No, it's dog, elephant, elephant, golf, apple, Nancy. And that's going to be at bankofcardiff.com. All one word. Cardiff is C-A-R, like the word car.
D-I-F-F.
Yeah, and you got it in front of D-I-F-F.
Right.
Perfect. So that's my email, and it's
dot
com.
Let me read it to you. It's P without a dot after it, right?
Yep.
Deegan, D-E-E-G-A-N.
Yep.
At in of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, at Bank of Cardiff.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
I missed that. And that's small letters, bank.
Yep.
Cardiff is capitalized, however, right?
No, it doesn't matter.
No,
I don't think in emails it matters. Yeah.
Okay.
Quick question.
Deegan's at Bank of Cardiff. Go ahead.
Perfect. Yeah, I never really got to this. How's your personal credit looking like, you know, as far as, you know, it's good, bad, in the middle?
I used to have top-notch credit when I was practicing law, and I did after that. This thing with the bank, I don't know what it's done to me. To tell the truth, I haven't tried it. I was in the middle to low 70s before. I'm sure it's below that now. I'm sure it's in the, probably in the 60s.
Yeah, we could always work with that though. It's not, you know, it's not a deal breaker at all.
Somebody, one of these guys, has already looked at it and said my credit's fine. I mean, one of the other business loan guys that's been in touch with me. Would they have been able to get it already if they had my social security number?
If they have your social and, you know, obviously your permission, that's basically the whole reason we need our application is to, you know, look into your credit. But we do a soft pull, which is nice because it's only one of the three reporting agencies, so it really doesn't bring your score down. It's just a way for us to get a quick insight onto, you know, what programs you're going to be able to qualify for.
Yeah. Okay. The I've blown hot and cold with this because we got busy and our business was really good again all this summer, and you know, we were sort of saying to ourselves, oh, hell, maybe we won't need that. You know, we need that line of credit. We'll just struggle through it, and And then I thought, oh, shit, I don't want to get caught like I did with that goddamn bank and actually need the money and then have to, you know, worry about where am I going to get it and how am I going to get it. So just recently I decided to start going again. And as I said, we do have something from Cabbage and somebody who I think their name is like BZ or something like that.
BizFi?
That's it, yeah, probably.
So you have a loan with them currently?
No. We don't have a loan. We have an open line of credit right now with On Deck. We haven't drawn any. When we paid off our other loan, which I think it was over $100,000. I think when we paid that off, we either overpaid it or did something, but we have a credit with them for $25,000, which we haven't done anything with it because we don't know what we're going to do. Obviously, we'll use that up before we do anything, but that's just out there. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do with it, but we have that at any time. I guess if we had an emergency, we could use it right now, but we don't have anything.
And that's the kind of the good thing about these working capital loans is that you can apply right now and we can get you an approval right now and it'll stay open for 30 days. So, you know, theoretically we can just have you we can get the approval here for, let's say, $100,000, and these things fund pretty fairly quickly, you know, within 2, 3, 4 days max. So basically you can have the approval in your back pocket from, let's say, you know, we'll get it done by the end of this week, get some numbers by Friday. So what is that, the 5th of November, 4th? Till December 4th, you're good, locked in. Those are your pricing options. And if you need the money, you know, all you got to do is say, hey, Pete, it's Dave, I need the money right now. Can you send it through? And you'll have it in about 3 days. So that's the good thing about working capital that's similar to a line of credit. You know, you have it in your back pocket. You're not paying any interest on it yet until you decide, like, hey, I need it. But then that full amount does get released to you. Oh, no, you can actually, you know, say you're pre-approved or approved for $100,000. You have it waiting. And say you find out you really only need 50. We can just get you the 50. You can still have the other 50 remaining. We can get you that later. So they function in a very, very similar way. Okay. So I think the best idea now is to just get the application process done this week. So we kind of, you know what your options are, and it doesn't cost you to do anything there. And then if it makes sense to you, the numbers, you know, hey, say, Pete, keep this on standby for me. If you wait longer than 30 days, the only thing we need to do to reopen it is get some additional bank statements. So it's fairly easy.
Good. Okay.
All righty. Hey, I'm going to send you a quick email with what I need.
Okay.
I'm going to need your son's information on the application as well.
Yeah, okay. He'll be on there.
Just because he's part owner.
Yep.
I'll shoot you a quick email, though, to your son here, Parker, just kind of detailing a conversation and what I'm going to need from you guys. But it's basically the app, tax return, and 6 months business bank statements.
That's something we have, that stuff. All the time, I think so.
Perfect.
And his name is Greg, G-R-E-G-G.
Okay, Greg.
Greg Parker, at that address I gave you. And I'll talk to him after I get off the phone with you and tell him it's coming. He knows about it.
Perfect.
Just because when you contact him, he'll know that I've been talking to somebody, so.
Exactly, and you'll see, you know, a lot of what we have to offer, I have nothing bad to say about On Deck. It'll be similar. I think we're a little bit more flexible, and we usually offer a little bit more cash than them, but, just keep in mind that it's going to be probably something similar to On Deck, and we can, like they did, toss on an extra line of credit for you. But we'll look into that once we get the application process started here.
Okay.
So if you have any last minute question, Dave, I feel, you know, I've been talking a while.
No, I'm good. We're good.
All right. I'll touch base with you. If I don't hear back, I'll give you a call Thursday morning. Sound good?
Very good.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.